Hello.
Hi.
Okay, Spotify bought Anchor. They didn't fix the problems.
We've never had it before.
Well, last time, and I believe the time before that, the way you add people was messed up.
Oh, I guess
So,
that was your end. I didn't see it.
yeah, they need to work on that, Anchor.
No, Spotify.
All of them.
Yeah.
Whoever's there. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
I got a Bitmoji from Aunt Debbie this morning that said Galentine.
Yeah, that's for
I didn't know what that was.
the gals.
I know now. She said it was for yesterday. That was celebrated on yesterday. She knew a lot about it, but anyway.
Well, all the gals, I guess, got together. Actually, everybody I saw that did Galentine's Day was yesterday, so maybe
Yeah,
it was.
she knows. But happy Valentine's Day, because you're my Valentine. It
You're
doesn't
my
matter.
Valentine.
Oh, Google.
Valentine's Day is stupid, really.
It is. It's somebody's a genius that made that up. Let's
I
make up
know.
a holiday. What could it be?
Well, Stassi made up outfit of the day holiday.
Yeah, what's it called?
Outfit of the day, OOTD.
No, but yeah, the letters. OOTD. I like that.
Do you get candy on that day?
Yes, Reese's hearts.
You get Reese's little like dresses. Anytime Reese's can make their big shape is a good
Yes,
plan.
it tastes so much better than the regular little Reese's cups.
Because the ratio of peanut butter to chocolate is different.
Yeah, but even the inside tastes different. It's very interesting.
Maybe
Sounds
they
sad.
have to put extra stuff in it to make them bigger.
I don't know.
Like to hold.
Yeah.
I don't
I
know.
know, right? I
I'm not a
don't
baker.
know. Our candy maker.
Yeah. Did your other Valentine get you something?
Yes, I had some flowers and a
How
card,
nice.
and they are very fragrant. They smell so good. I think he went to Kroger,
How
which
nice.
I think they make the best flowers anywhere.
Did he do the drive-by in the tent, Kroger?
I don't know because when I came home, there was evidence that he had been digging in my cabinets. So he, and then the vase is a vase that I have. So probably not.
Oh,
Well, maybe he
evidence.
did, but they didn't have a vase with him. I don't know.
Well, for those of
I
you who
didn't
don't
question. I
know,
just accepted my flares.
for those who don't know, at the Kroger by my work, there is a tent
Oh,
that
yeah.
they do that at all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They pitch a tent in the parking lot that is specifically for drive-by Valentine's gifts. There's like
Pitch
chocolate-covered strawberries, chocolates,
a tent.
flowers. What'd you say?
I said pitch a tent.
Yeah.
It's not like a camping tent, it's like a wedding reception
Yeah.
tent.
So they pitch a tent and then you can drive by for the week of Valentine's and buy your things on a drive-by. You don't have to like get out.
Yeah.
It's actually ingenious. I wonder what the sales difference is there
I don't know.
from before pre-tent, post-tent.
Yeah, I think it is genius.
I mean, I'd do it if I was a man.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, let me just stop right here. I'll get her some strawberries, flowers. Let's go.
Yeah. Great plan.
Yeah. And it's not like she's gonna be like, oh, I wish you would have gone in the store to buy these.
Oh, yeah. I wish you'd have gone to florals.com or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they
Those
all
flowers
die.
never bloom anyway. Yeah.
And they all die.
Yeah.
And chocolate covered strawberries are good from anywhere.
Yeah.
So,
pretty much.
Well, shall we get into the shows?
Please.
So, Dorit's hair. If I'm going to have to see it flopped over the top of her head, curly like that for the whole season and every
like
confessional.
Like a ratted out white trailer park perm. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I have one thing to say about Dorit and her goiter throat husband. They are bad people.
Yeah, they gave that dog to the pound.
They are bad people. And that's not the first bad thing they do. I can't write you a list, but the two of them together are just not nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a major scandal. I'm glad they have a real issue instead of, oh, you ignored me all summer.
Well, and the dogs are all microchipped. Like, those are high-end dogs that they gave to the pound.
Well, but the thing is that Lisa and her company or her organization rescues the dogs so they don't go to the pound.
I know.
And did you hear her say that you have to sign a contract?
Yeah.
And it's $5,000 or something like that if you don't keep the dog?
Yeah, she didn't read the fine print.
Yeah.
If I have one more person tell me they didn't read the fine print.
Story of my life.
I swear, if I'm ever in a bind because I didn't read the fine print, I'm just going to say, well.
Just shoot yourself.
Shit on my head. But, yeah, I can't with the flopped over hair. Whole dog scandal. Then she comes with the visor and the flopped over hair. I appreciate, I mean, you're on TV. So I do think you should do something. You should be extra. You're on TV. But somebody who does the last touches should have been like, maybe not with the flopped over hair.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, her husband just, no matter what, he always makes her look like crap because he is just a fat ogre.
Wow.
I can't stand him. I can't stand him. I can't stand to look at him. I can't stand to hear him talk. Did you see that they were on Million Dollar Listing?
Yeah.
And acting like a-holes on that show?
I don't remember.
Well, they hired, I didn't see the whole episode, but I saw the part with the interaction between them and the realtor. The realtor is the one that's British.
Yeah.
And so
I saw it. I just don't remember him being rude.
Oh, he was. He was like, look, if you work for me, you're going to do what I tell you.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
I mean, it was like, who talks to people like that?
Yeah. But on another note, Kyle's hair, round of applause.
Loved it.
Round of applause for the grown-up haircut in the back. Thank
you
very much.
She looks 10 years younger.
Right. She looks like she's not trying to be a teenager.
Yeah, she looks good. And her hair is so healthy and beautiful anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, why was she trying to have it down middle her back?
I don't know. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves haircut. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's black enough, which.
Did you get that reference?
Yeah.
It was a Cher reference.
Got it.
You didn't even laugh. Come on, tough crowd.
I laugh when it's funny.
No. Well, I think Erica Jane is my spirit animal. She's beautiful. She's sassy.
Why is she just sitting there while Dorit is telling her this whole story, which is about the exact same repeat of Kyle's story? My house got robbed. They took everything. Every handbag.
If I've ever seen two people mashed together because of producers, it was them. They made them do that.
Dorit and Erica. And she's just sitting there and like she goes, no. Like she could
She's not an actress at all. They made them do that.
I mean, yeah. And it's like Then she starts telling the story with the dog, and it's like,
but I don't know if you noticed this. I feel like I'd like to pay attention to this because I like making movies, but I loved how it started in a fight, and they were all screaming, Lisa and Kyle, and then they rewound 2 months.
Oh, I love when they've
never
do that.
Done that. They have never started an episode like in the future and then gone back like it's a scripted show.
Okay, I beg to differ, and I don't know how we would research this, but I think every season they start that way. The first episode gives you a little bit of what happens at the end.
But they'll do...
And then they go
back
and they start.
Yeah, they'll do like previews.
No. They will start just like they did last night.
I have never seen it like that.
I beg to differ.
You mean every time they do Beverly Hills, they do that?
I'm not saying every time. I'm saying I've
seen
it before.
I've never seen that on any housewife. Maybe Beverly Hills because it was like a year ago and I can't remember. But I know they didn't start New Jersey like that. I just watched the beginning of New Jersey. They didn't start Atlanta like that?
Yeah, no. I'm not saying they do it every time. I'm saying I've seen them
do it
before.
I appreciated it. It was very eye-grabbing. If they would have done that in The Real Housewives of Dallas, maybe I would have been more excited at the beginning. Everybody on the...
You mean like...
Everyone knows on the podcast I hated that show for the first 6 episodes, so...
Yeah. But... Showed them riding the ball in Fort Worth.
Yeah, but I'm super excited for Beverly Hills. It's my favorite organization. Can't wait.
Well, what about Denise Richards?
Boring!
I thought the same thing. Is she just like a pretty dumb
She's
girl?
She's a placeholder. And a famous name, for one.
But, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, at least
I don't know. Maybe she. Maybe it's because she's new.
Lisa Rinna is spicy.
Oh, Rinna's crazy.
I don't know. What's her name? Denise Richards.
Denise Richards. Yeah, she was married to Charlie Sheen.
I feel like I've never heard that name before.
Her claim to fame. It sounds like a
Baywatch.
Well, I think she might have been on Baywatch, but what really put her over the top is when she did a movie with, I'm not going to remember her name. She was on Party of Five. And she played a lesbian, like a villain that was a lesbian. And I think they showed her topless. And it was like, bam, movie star. And then she married Charlie Sheen.
So she's done nothing.
But she's done more than Kim Kardashian, but...
Well,
you know, she's been
Kardashian
an actress,
owns
but
company.
No, not before she got famous. But anyway,
like when people hate on the Kardashians.
Okay, sorry.
Because
not sorry.
They've done a lot with nothing. So,
well, I admit that. So Denise Richards has done a lot, and she's done more than
But she hasn't done a lot. She just married Charlie Sheen, is what I'm saying. Does she own any businesses? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. She adopted a girl.
Yeah, all the kids, man. I could.
Oh, I know, right?
Mommy, give me my phone in the pool. I was like, ugh. I can't stand what's her name either. Mellencamp.
Me
she
either.
Is so insecure. It's
and she's like a boy. She walks like a boy. She look. She's named.
But
like
she's
a boy.
Insecure. That's what the problem is. It's like everybody's like,
Very common. Yeah, she's like so common. She's not. She doesn't have the air of Kyle or Lisa or Erica or even Dorit. Can't stand Dorit, but she has an air. Lisa Rinna. Yeah. Teddy's like somebody who comes from Euless.
Wow,
I mean,
shade
it's like,
on Euless.
What?
Shade.
But you know what I mean? It's like, what is she doing with that group? Because her dad is John Cougar Mellencamp?
Yeah. Well,
I mean.
What else did we watch? We beat Beverly to death now.
Okay.
We watched the Grammys. Yeah.
Ugh, talk about a beating.
It
wasn't as bad as last year. Yeah, last year I thought, I hate this. I hate every performer. I hate every performance.
You're making yourself sound real negative.
It was all political. I don't care. I have an opinion.
I'm just letting you know.
I have to love everything.
No, I'm just letting you know.
I'm not negative. I did not like the Grammys. I did not like any award shows last year. All of it was political and very put off. I did enjoy the Grammys a lot more this year. I didn't hear anything negative. I did see some vagina costumes in one of the performances, but I liked it.
I absolutely loved it. I only didn't like one performance. So I'd say Travis Scott, and I actually really like Travis Scott. I didn't like his performance, but
who was
he's
with?
The rapper.
But, I mean, did he have a partner with him? Did he have another person? Was it Cardi B? Not Cardi B, the other girl, Havana?
No, that was the opener. No, it was Travis Scott. But I absolutely love Shawn Mendes, forever fangirling on Shawn Mendes and Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus used to be the most annoying person on TV, and she is very talented.
Yeah, that's when I did not like the Grammys.
Whenever she was on Disney? She
did that year. No, when she hosted that year.
I don't remember that.
She hosted and costume change after costume change, she came out more naked. I mean, it was just ridiculous. But anyway. Yeah, she should sing more country music.
Yeah.
She can sing.
Dolly Parton, not a good singer, but that's okay. She's old.
Well, she's 80.
Cardi B, awesome performance. Not necessarily her, but like the whole thing. I like the whole dancers and everything. Post Malone was my second favorite performance with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I love that with that Red Hot Chili Peppers. Me
Post
too.
Malone repping it out for Grapevine up in the house. What up?
He's gonna be.
I know. I'm gonna go over to the penthouse.
Excuse me, can I borrow some sugar? And I liked Alicia Keys' performance of the night. Dueling pianos
with herself.
Yeah, that was really good. I liked everything. I didn't think too much of it. Gaga was just a little over the top with her song. She should have reeled it in a little bit.
I heard
she can't
it presented
help it.
Very well. That song is not necessarily a Lady Gaga song. That song is the character from the movie song. And that if she was going to perform it, they thought, the person who told me this, that she should have performed it more true to the movie instead of Lady Gaga style.
Which was a good
way to say it, because Lady Gaga is always going to be weird. But that song is not made to be weird.
No, so she shouldn't have done it like she did it. That's what I'm saying. She was over
the
top.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too. But I'm saying it in like a nice way. That makes sense.
Yeah, she just got cray cray. She couldn't help it. Yeah. She's supposed to perform it at the Oscars, so I'm anxious to see how that goes.
Yeah. Best performance of the Grammys that I can remember, keep in mind I'm only a young 26, was when Lady Gaga and Elton John did play dueling pianos. And that was right when she got famous.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. Was it on the Grammys that they did the tribute to Prince? And Bruno Mars was out in his purple jacket
was that last year?
Guitar.
When he died?
Last year or the year before?
Yeah.
Might have been the year before.
I kind of remember that.
That was really a good performance, too.
I
love that.
Yeah, I wonder where Bruno Mars was.
No Bruno Mars, no Adele.
She's never coming back to singing. She had her kid, and she got married, and that's it.
She's such a talent. That's a...
But I did hear some juicy scoop that Ariana Grande was asked to perform, because so her new album just came out like last week or 2 weeks ago, and they were going to ask her to perform one of her new songs like last minute at the Grammys, like they were going to squeeze it in, and she wanted to do it, this is from Twitter, she wanted to do it a certain way or have a certain thing or do a certain thing, and they told her no, and so she said, well, then I'm not performing. And so they said, okay. And so then they, being the Grammys, like tweeted that Ariana Grande couldn't get her performance together in time. So that's why she ended up not performing. And then she tweeted like this huge rant about how they wouldn't let her be who she wants to be. And they were making her do all this stuff. And I'm not going to sit back and let you say I can't get a performance together and all this stuff. So.
Oh. Interesting.
And she posted on her Instagram a picture of the dress she would have worn, which is like this big blue ball gown, and she's laying on the floor in the bathroom.
Oh,
pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I love the juicy drama.
And no Taylor Thank Swift God. And no Beyonce.
Yeah, I love Beyonce, but Taylor Swift, she could never come back to the show.
No, last year Beyonce did a 20-minute thing of her being the queen of the world.
Last year?
We don't need that. Yeah, well, maybe it was the year before. I don't know. I don't care for Beyonce's performances, and I don't care for, you know, what they think she is. She's just a singer. They should have done that with Diana Ross, if anybody. Diana Ross is the queen.
Hmm.
They should have had Beyonce come on, and Diana Ross.
She said, it's my birthday! Diana Ross, that was my second least favorite performance of the night.
Yeah, the old people just need to not.
And the third least performance was Motown by Jennifer Lopez.
What was that? They couldn't even get a soul singer? I mean,
they should have had Alicia
Keys. That was insulting. Exactly.
But.
Or Beyonce. Bring Beyonce on. That's what she could have done.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Dumb. Okay, so.
Did you watch Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah. Did anything happen? Oh, yeah. Poor Sheena.
What happened to Sheena?
Well, okay. First, let's talk about the PJ.
Oh, which yeah.
I am just so over that. The PJ. It took me a while. It took me like 15 minutes for me to figure out what they were talking about. Private jet for our listeners, which is owned by
Big Lala's Papa. Oh, wait. That's man, what a.
Her man.
Kim.
That's Kim's. So, anyway, they all get invited by Lala to go on the PJ to someplace. I don't even know where they're going. I never could understand exactly what they're saying. It's some winery, wine
and Lala
country.
Doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah, as of 2 weeks ago, because she got drunk with Randall. Now his name's Randall. It's not my man.
Because he couldn't, because he couldn't be on the show because he wasn't divorced.
Oh, okay. Well, so now he's divorced?
Now they can be shown together, okay. I guess. I don't know.
Now it's public. Okay. Well, so nobody wants to associate with Kristen on the trip because they say she's such a bad traveler. I mean, what is that, a bad traveler?
Probably somebody who's annoying as hell. I can think of a lot of bad travelers.
Well, she's got to be that way in town.
Yeah, but you don't have to sleep with them or go with them. There's a big difference. You know what a bad traveler is.
Yeah. Okay,
On many a trip with traveler.
And then I say, poor
Sheena. Oh, put her in the room by herself.
They had seven people, and everybody got a roommate, and Sheena's by herself.
They couldn't have just done three in a room?
I know, right?
Yeah.
And they pair everybody up, and then Sheena's like, well, okay, I live alone. I guess I want a vacation alone, too.
Yeah. Well, I saw Sheena on Instagram getting her hairline microbladed. Did I say that last time on the podcast?
I don't know. We did talk about it.
All I have to say is you think that it looks like eyebrows getting microbladed looks like it hurts. looks like it hurts to get your hairline microbladed, because they were making like inch.
Why is she doing that?
She has balding? Like a big cowlick on the left, but she parts her hair down the middle. So on the left, when it's under, you know, like right there, it looks like it's missing hair, yeah. Which it is, because it's a cowlick.
Yeah, it's not the growing side. There. When you microblade your eyebrows, how often do you have to do that? Is it just a one and done?
No.
Like a tattoo?
It fades out. I think my friend said that she has to go every year.
Oh, man. I might consider it, because I have some gnarly eyebrows that could use it, but I'm not going every year.
Well,
that seems painful.
Yeah, you don't do pain. I don't know if you should do it.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it. I have a nice eyebrow pencil.
Yeah, but
that's not painful at all.
Yeah, so
what else?
I don't know. Anytime they show Jax and Brittany, I'm just so like, ugh.
Yeah, well, and then the thing with James is getting old. I mean, his bitchy, selfish mom is in the picture. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a grown man. It's like, your parents are divorced.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I just don't understand because I never went through that kind of thing. But when I was 23, how old is he?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying my mama's bills.
Well, I think that's the problem. I mean, he is having to pay her bills.
But I'm just saying, that's not, I mean, I'm over that. Not interested.
Well,
in
it was pretty boring overall, so. How about we move on to The Bachelor? We have one rose remaining.
Well, first of all of the drama and pain caused by the arguing on the beach last week. You know, the cliffhanger to be continued. So dramatic, but
I'm just waiting for him to jump the fence, man.
That's next
they
week.
They showed it this week, too. They show it every week.
But he had to go walk it off on the beach in his suit. And then, like you said on your Instagram, hey, Chris Madison shows up on the beach in his suit, too. Hey, man, are you okay?
I love it.
Havana's talking bad. Other girls tailing on her. I don't know what to do, Chris.
Well, let's just say this. You don't need to watch it anymore. Maybe you can watch the finale, but tune back in for Bachelor in Paradise when Demi is back on the show.
Mommy.
She is the only thing that was keeping that show semi-interesting.
How about the phone call to
Mommy? I didn't think that was as cringy as when Miss Alabama, who reminds me of somebody who shall remain nameless, had to talk with him, and she's smiling so hard, and she's like, I'm not like, always sexy. I'm sometimes weird, and I'm sometimes fun. And I was like,
And way too close to his face.
I don't even care about that. It's that her eyes were closed.
Like, I thought she was going to bite his nose off while she was telling him
she
all
this.
She
has got to be the worst. There's no way he's picking her.
We'll see.
You know the ending. So he picks her?
I saw it by accident. I'm not saying.
Well, I can't.
Yeah, let's do a little.
Oh my gosh. I wanted her to go home so bad. I can't stand her. I disliked a contestant as much as I dislike her in a while. It's been a minute.
Huh.
It's because she reminds me of somebody I used to know.
Because they've all been pretty boring. Yeah.
Well,
why.
The last person I can remember that I didn't like. What's her name? She was on two or three seasons ago. She has dark hair. Lace. Is that her name? Lace.
Oh, Lace. She was the one with
Chad. She's the last person.
In Bachelor of
Paradise.
She's
the last person I can remember not liking a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't stand Miss Alabama. So you've heard, let me teach you some slang. You've heard people say, like, on Instagram and stuff, like, oh, so cringy. I never say that because it just sounds stupid. She is so cringy. That's the perfect way to describe her. Like, every time she talks, I'm just like, ugh. Cringe.
You sound so negative right now.
I am being negative on this, but you are being really negative on Dorit's husband. You just went real hard on him.
Oh, okay. Not you, though.
I just said I was being very hard on her.
Yeah. So, how many girls do you think he told?
I've never had you in my bed before.
When I'm with you. No, when I'm with you, I feel like I'm at home.
All of them?
He said that to 3 girls on Monday.
Wow.
And it's like, okay.
Good note taking.
Uh-huh. Well, the second time he said it, I said, wait, he just said that to the other girl. And then he said it again. He said it 3
anytime he's
times.
Talking, I'm not really paying attention.
Okay, and get back to little Demi, that she brought all the crocheted prison items from her mom to Taiwan or wherever the heck they are. I mean, come on. That's crazy.
I think the producers and her, I don't know if they did it together, did an excellent, excellent job of feeding her all the way until just enough time and so we can have her on Bachelor in Paradise, because she lasted all this time. She knew she didn't like Colton. She'd eat Colton for a friggin' breakfast. So they made it seem just right until she can go on Bachelor in Paradise, and then...
She hadn't been with a virgin since she's 14. She's... best line of the season.
She's the best character on the show.
Yeah, I like her. Yeah, I like her. Yeah, she'll be good on Paradise.
Probably freaking Miss Alabama's going to be on there because she's not getting picked. So they're going to be on there hissing together.
So which group of guys are going to go on Paradise? Did we have a guy one?
Yeah, Becca season.
But didn't they already go to Paradise? Because that's when Colton was in Paradise. Right after Becca.
Who was the last person? Oh, so they'll bring guys back from then. Because they go every other, right?
They go every summer. So there's only one.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be the girls from Colton and the guys from Becca.
Okay, so some of the guys will be repeats.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes they go way back.
And some of the girls, too. Yeah, well, some of the girls will too, but the only new people will be from this Colton season
so
right now.
So I'm going to make my prediction right now for the rest for who's going to win, because I do not watch spoilers.
Okay.
I do not read spoilers. I never have. It's going to be.
Ruined my Australian Open, by the way.
He's going to pick Cassie, but I almost want to say he's going to pick Hannah with the big eyeballs that also doesn't say anything. So it's a close tie. They're just both going to be...
That's a good prediction.
They're just going to both be silent together.
But you do know that he does go to Alabama for the...
How do we know that?
Hometown. It was in the previews.
I just saw him jump the fence. I was like, maybe next week. Maybe next week.
So he does the hometowns and she makes the hometowns. So,
well,
maybe her daddy won't like him.
Hopefully.
Because he's a virgin. His daddy going to say, what kind of man are you?
Hopefully. And she's going to be like, I'm not always sexy. I'm funny and being goofy. I'm like, when have you ever been sexy on this show?
Never. That is not a word I would use to describe.
No. Well, Shall we move on so I can get off my Miss Alabama rant?
Yeah, so negative.
Okay, I get it. You're offended. I said you were negative about him.
I'm not negative about him. I was negative about the Grammys.
Oh, yeah. So we watched New Jersey. Joe's getting deported back to Italy.
Finale. Yes. How did they just barely sneak that in? I mean, if we wouldn't have been reading the TV, we'd have never known
it. They must have found out after they recorded it, like filming was over and they had to put it in somehow.
Yeah, because they do that. Like,
they're editing it.
Somebody has now filed for divorce or somebody is still doing this. Yeah.
Let's just work backwards because nothing at the beginning was exciting. Okay. So we'll just talk about the end. They pushed him in the pool.
That was so planned.
I loved it.
Me too. First thing I thought of was, oh no, his phone.
Yeah. And his Rolex.
Oh well. The Rolex is supposed to be waterproof. I'm sorry. Any Rolex worth its weight should be able to go in the pool.
Well.
Daddy has a tag watch and you're supposed to be able to dive 1,000 feet or something crazy like that with the watch on.
Wow.
Maybe Rolex is too fancy. I don't know. But yeah, and Margaret in the captions at the end has had a facelift. So
and her mom?
Her and her mom are matching facelifts. Yeah. I looked online for a before and after picture, but I couldn't find any. I wanted to see if it made a difference. Because she's only 50. She's like 6.5 years younger than me. I think she looks older.
Of course.
Do you?
I mean, she looks 50s. I mean, I think she looks her age.
She looks very...
I mean, she's processed, so she has a lot of makeup, a lot of hair, all that.
Yeah, but I don't know. She's frumpy. She looks... I mean, she's not...
Well, they're always plastered, and they're always showing them, like, waking up the morning after.
Yeah. So... Anyway, but
I always wonder, like, when they wake up and they're like in bed together, did they go answer the door and let the camera people in and then get back in their bed?
No, I think they stay up all night just waiting the camera people and then
no, they say, don't
action
at their
action.
Houses.
No,
maybe when they're on a trip.
No, because I always think that too, like, they go on a trip. Or they have a dinner or something like that. And then, like, 2 days later, like, they'll show Melissa and Joe, like, sitting in their house saying, oh, let me tell you what happened the other day.
Yeah.
At the dinner. And it's like, no way they went 3 days without talking about what happened at the dinner.
No.
You know? Or let me tell you what happened. Did I tell you what happened in Cabo? And it's like.
He's like, no.
I mean, I would be on the phone that night telling
Daddy. Tree did that? No.
How about him dancing with the belly dancers? Somebody said he danced like a stripper.
I said I love this culture.
I just really those Turkish people.
I can't with their kids. They're spoiled, rotten kids. I'm like, did they all like punch them in the face to make them act like this? Because surely they don't all act like that.
They're horrible. They look dirty all the time.
They were like screaming at the table.
At the restaurant. Yeah. I just wonder, like, okay, it seems like she didn't know anybody and she came on this season. How does that happen?
She's
not New Jersey.
Casting call?
He pulled some strings so that he could get his business in the spotlight. How many times do they show her going to his office? At least 3 times.
That makes sense.
And it's like, but how does that happen? I mean, like,
they probably know people.
Well, I know, but it's like, that just doesn't make sense for the concept of the show at all.
Well,
I mean, she, and granted, she did make it more interesting, but it's not, it just wasn't a
well,
fit.
It's you're like, gonna, if you're going to keep watching, you're going to have to get over that they don't know each other in the beginning, because it's not going to be like that.
Yeah, so it's gonna be like, oh, you know, and then all of a sudden, after 15 years or 16 years of marriage, she takes a weekend trip with the girls. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't really like her. I just kind of ignored her parts of the show.
Well, I'm just thinking about, you know, like the producers and the concept of the show. If they want to stay true and real.
I don't think it was ever supposed to be like. Well, I guess in OC they were all friends.
It
but
is.
It wasn't yeah. like the title of the show was Friends in the OC. It was Real Housewives.
Real. Well, and then there's another thing. Most of them are not housewives. At
well,
least
they all got divorced.
Dallas. Most
well,
of them
everybody
are housewives.
In New Jersey is a housewife.
Well, Teresa's a housewife. Melissa.
Margaret,
I guess
the
not,
Turkish.
Well, she's.
They're all married except for what's her name, lives with her ex husband.
Dolores.
Yeah, they're all housewives. The place that they're not wives is New York. None of them are married.
Right, and never were, like Bethany and
yeah.
Carol, and I mean none of them were housewives.
Well.
I mean, Luann was a duchess, but, you know, that's not
no, she was a countess.
Countess.
Money can't buy your class. Well, for me, I can say this. For Bravo, I could care less if they're married. I think maybe you care that they're married because you're a married person. But I'm not watching it to be like, oh, let me see how they are married.
No, I don't care. And in fact, if they come on married, they'll probably be divorced within two or three seasons. So.
It's more fun when they're dating people like Ramona.
Oh, God.
Well,
yeah.
I wanted to talk about some things I'm obsessed with. Some pop culture.
Okay. Did we talk about Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, yeah. That'll be pop culture. We went to Dancing with the Stars. And
it was... So
and good. Every nursing home in Dallas-Fort Worth took a bus there, too.
No, they didn't. They drove themselves. It was hell getting out of there.
Yeah. I love old people, okay? Don't say I don't like old people on the podcast, but...
I've never seen so many old people in a venue in my life.
But it was amazing. Great music. Great choreography. No actor dancers. All professional dancers.
Yes.
Well,
Grocery Store Joe did try to jitterbug or quick step for 2 seconds.
Jitterbug is not an official dance.
That was the funniest part of the show.
No, Malcolm in the Middle. What's his name? Muniz.
Oh, yes. Muniz, whatever. That was terrible.
Yeah, so
year.
Thank goodness. It was so good, though.
The costumes were fabulous. Yeah. Loved it. They do it
yep.
right. Thanks for my birthday present.
It was worth it.
It was very good. And Val was there. He was the star.
Yeah. Emma was the star.
Emma was the female star. Last year it was Sharna, but Sharna's not there this year. She's in Australia.
Yep. Doing Dancing with the Stars Australia.
So Emma and Whitney, Emma's got a powerful personality because I think Whitney was there before Emma.
No, Emma said on that thing where it was all about the tour, she's the oldest girl on the tour. Like,
oh, so most tenured, most.
She was on the very first time they went on tour.
Okay.
Which I don't remember her being on the show until like 2 years ago.
I think you're right.
Maybe she was in the crew.
Maybe. I don't remember her. Maybe she was always with a dud and they got voted off first, you know.
Well, other news, pop culture.
So, other pop.
Have you heard of Brittany Dawn Fitness on the news? Well, let me tell you about her. She is a Dallas YouTuber. She has like 500,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. Basically, she was fat and now she's skinny and she lost all this weight and she posts all about workouts. She'll post like my daily, what I eat in a day, watch my leg workout, going to buy fitness clothes. So it's all about fitness on her YouTube channel. And she started selling. So the first thing she did was she started selling workout programs. So similar to what we do. And you just buy it and then you do the workouts at your own gym. So she was doing that for a while.
Oh.
And then she started, she decided that she got enough like clout, which is a word of the 20th century, 21st century. Yeah, 21st century. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
That's like an...
Clout is not a new word.
Well, I never heard people use it until Instagram was a thing.
Okay, have you? Clout is... Absolutely. Clout is a very old...
But you didn't hear people on Facebook being like, I have a lot of clout.
No, because Facebook wasn't around when the word clout was being used.
See, that's what I'm saying. People haven't been using it.
Yes, clout is a very commonly used old word. So, okay, I know what clout is. What about
okay. it? Okay, sorry to be so offensive. This is a very, very argumentative podcast here. I hope that people appreciate it.
You asked me if I'd ever heard
the
word clout.
I meant in the terms of, like, yes. social media clout. Like, you get a lot of clout. Do you know what that means in terms of social media?
Yeah, you have a lot of influence.
So she has a lot of clout. And she got a deal to do a bathing suit, like, line. That was, like, her name on the line, on the bathing suit. Well... Wow. People started to buy these bathing suits and never got a product. So they started calling her out for it. And then it snowballed into people saying they bought the workout programs, never got the workout programs. Like all these things. Like she basically got super exposed. And it was on the Dallas News. I saw it yesterday. But it's been all...
Is it true?
Yeah, it's been all over Facebook. She made an apology video saying... I was blindsided by these companies. I'm just putting my name on stuff, which is kind of frowned upon. I'm just putting my name on stuff. I didn't know that they wouldn't deliver out the products and all this stuff.
Well, when you put your name on it, you're responsible.
Yeah, so she's on the news. Wow. So
dang. Brittany Dawn. What? Brittany Dawn. Okay. I'm
yeah, and she's like, people started saying like she has no credentials and like she's like telling people to eat certain things and like, but.
Well, that's what I'm going to say is, I mean, what kind of liability is she taking?
Well, I was going to say none because she never said, I'm a certified this, this, and this, follow my plan. She said, I did this, this, and this, here's a plan.
But when you sell it, I think that changes things.
Well, I'm not sure, but if you want to look it up.
We'll see what yeah.
They never got their bathing suits either. I know.
Dang. That's the worst. Who cares about the workout?
No, they didn't get their Britney bathing suits, so.
Oh.
Bathing
suits are all out at Target right now.
Yeah.
And they look like 1979 fabrics and colors. I'm not impressed.
I love it.
The gold and olive green florals. It's like, come on.
Another pop culture. We finished watching Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. The original cancel culture.
The original what?
Cancel culture.
Oh, yeah. She was canceled.
Yeah. They all just the world canceled Monica Lewinsky.
It's horrible what they did to her.
Yeah. If you are under, I tweeted this. If you follow me on Twitter, Lindsay R. Traha. If you saw my tweet, I tweeted, anybody under the age of 30 should really watch this documentary because I'm sure you have absolutely no idea what happened. So.
It's true. And even whatever, I think I was 30. I don't remember all of that happened and didn't know the behind the scenes scandal that took place with freaking Bill and Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. And she almost became our president.
Yeah, almost. Crooked Hillary.
Yeah, but it was very interesting, and I highly recommend it. It was well done.
Yeah, agreed. And I didn't think that it was negative, really. Like, it was not blasphemy. Is that the right word? Like,
blasphemy is like when you say stuff against God.
Oh, what am I trying to say? Like, it wasn't like, I didn't feel like Monica Lewinsky was trying to tarnish Bill Clinton or any, it was just facts.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a vengeful type of show. It was just, this is what happened to me.
Nobody said,
this is what
you're
happened.
A crook, you're a skis.
Anyway. Yeah, like I just did.
Yeah, it was very just.
She just said, this happened to me. She didn't even go off on Linda Tripp.
Yeah, who is.
Linda Tripp was the
ultimate
big
snake.
Yeah. She didn't even really say anything bad about her. I mean, she might have said, like, yeah, you know, I didn't know she was taping me. But.
Yeah. Can you say that, can you say that again one more time, please?
A little
that
slower.
SNL skit. I can't believe that.
Yeah. And she always called, she never used his name. She always called him the creep. Did you get that?
Monica. Called who what?
When she referred to Bill Clinton in her conversations with Linda, she always called him the creep.
No, I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah. And they didn't make a big deal of it, but I remember when I heard it, it sparked a memory in me that I thought, that's a weird nickname for, you know, your lover.
Well, was
I don't
she
know.
Trying to be discreet?
Yeah, she wouldn't name him. I mean, that's why it kind of makes me think, why wouldn't she say his name to her if she thought it was a private conversation?
Well, she probably thought, I'm still going to be a little bit, you never know.
Yeah. Well, there was some conspiracy theorist out there who thought that she, first of all, she kept the dress. Second of all, she kept every gift, which, I mean, that's not that unusual, you know, to keep all the gifts that your lover gives you, but that she kind of wanted to be caught.
Well, that surely did backfire.
Because then, because he was, yeah, well, and because he was kind of like moving on, you know, he was, you know, she had been, you know, sent to another place in Washington. And so I kind of believe that, except, like you said, it backfired.
She got canceled.
Yeah, she had the world fall on her head.
Yeah. What did she think would happen if they found out? Bill would be like, oh, I'm actually in love with Monica. I mean, that would have been quite
the
Hillary, twist.
I didn't know how to tell you.
Now that this is all out in the open.
Yeah.
Well, so. I have one more thing to obsess with before we go. We've already been on for 53 minutes. I'm obsessed with a new YouTube channel called The Yes Theory. And I love it because it's the exact opposite of me. So that's one thing. But it's basically.
What does that mean?
I would never say yes to anything. So that's why it's so interesting to me. So. I mean, they do stuff like they're basically just their model is like just say yes to opportunity and so much can open up for you. And so like they'll do things like walk around in the streets and be like, does anybody want to have dinner with us? And like ask like 100 strangers and then they'll meet somebody and they'll be like, I don't know, the president, like something crazy like that. So, I mean, all you see is like the good part of the video. You know that they do these things for like 24 hours, like. Walked around the mall for 24 hours before somebody let me use their mansion for a party or something like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, just imagine we walk in the mall and those people try to say with their clipboard, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yeah, like, exactly. No. But it is a really interesting show to watch. You know, it'll be like they'll start out and be like, today we got the bright idea that we wanted to have a rooftop pool party in one of the biggest hotels in LA. So we're going to go around and ask every hotel and see how we can do it and then invite everybody we know and then yay.
So. Well, that would be, that seems like fun, but I would be worried if I'm the people, you know, that are doing this, the yes people, and I go just on the street and randomly ask people, I'd be worried about the kind of person that accepts that kind
well,
of
thing. Well, that's, they, I heard them on a podcast and they were talking about that. They were like, how do you know what kind of people are going to do what?
A crazy thing.
And he was like, it's definitely crazy people. He's like, but I mean, he was like, we're not being dangerous. It's true. Like going on a rooftop, a random rooftop and inviting everybody, you know, that's not dangerous.
Yeah.
But they have done.
But like if you go on the street and you invite somebody to dinner, how you know they're not going to cut your throat after
I guess,
the soup?
I mean, they're recording it. I don't know. But they did do something like they did hitchhiking to Mexico from L.A. And they were riding in random people's cars. And one of them, at one point, they got in somebody's car and the guy was out of the car, like, I don't know, doing something, like getting gas or something. And they was like, he was like, I'm a little bit scared. And he was like, yeah, I am too.
Yeah, I would say that could be dangerous.
It's an amazing YouTube channel. Definitely inspiring. Definitely eye-opening a lot. Broadening the horizons and just kind of jumping in instead of questioning everything. So. Definitely a good one.
Well,
I need a little bit of that in my life for sure.
No.
Yes. You haven't watched any of the videos, so you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I haven't. I've just been hearing you describe it, and it sounds scary.
Well, maybe you need a little bit of yes theory in your life.
Oh, no. My life is fine.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have.
Okay. Good
one. You never come with anything you're obsessed with.
I'm always obsessed with stuff, but we're running out of time. It's okay.
Oh, it's time you can start.
That's okay. You can go first. So.
That's all. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, my little
love. I've only had 3 Reese's hearts and 2 Dove chocolates today.
That's not bad. I didn't have any candy. You know what I want? I want a Mississippi mud cake.
I've heard you talk about that 3 times in the past 3 days, so you should get one.
I'm making it. Right. I never made one.
We should make one for our vlog this weekend.
Oh, good idea.
All right. Thanks for watching.
All right.
Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. Go to my vlog. Go to my Instagram. I'll put our Instagrams in the description.
Okay, good.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Till next time.